إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this deen and sent this deen and mentioned الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمْ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ma'idah, he mentioned and said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this day has, and he is addressing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said that on this day we have completed the deen on you and have completed our blessing on you and have chosen for you Islam as your deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu in this deen, all the arkan of this deen, all the pillars of this deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rooted them in the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu deliberately did not elaborate and explain how one is to fulfill the pillars of Islam. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered all of mankind to enter Islam, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not specify how one is to enter Islam in the Quran. So if you say, I want to enter Islam, what do I do? We tell them, say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. Say this with your tongue, believe this in your heart, and implement this in your lives. Where is this found? In the Sunnah of Rabbi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How do we know that we should say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah? This kalima, kalimatani, these two kalimats, these two sentences of La ilaha illallah and Muhammadur Rasulullah, they are found individually in the Quran in different places, but they are not found together as one kalima to be recited in order to enter Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made salah fard, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed the salah, and he told us to establish salah, aqimus salah. But what is salah? What must be done? What is called salah? How is it to be done? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran that the salah is prescribed at specific times. What are those times? How many rakat? What is one rakat? All of these details Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not mention in the Quran. Conditions of salah, conditions of purity, and so on and so forth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned them. Allah mentioned the wudu, Allah mentioned the ghusl, but what is the ghusl? What are the faraid of the ghusl? How is the wudu to perform? All of these details Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left them to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to teach us. And he taught us and he said, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. He said, pray as you have seen me pray. Similarly, the subject of the last few days that we have been talking about, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, which is a fard on the believer, which is a condition of belief, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned specifically in the Quran and said that not only do the believers love Allah, but the believers love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anyone and anything else. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu mentioned this and said that this is the fard on you, that you must love Allah and you must love Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you must demonstrate this love in terms of your life and struggling and working for the benefit of Islam. With all of this, then again comes the issue of how is this love to be expressed? What is the method of expressing love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it singing na'at and hamd? Is it singing nasheed? Is it singing qawwali? Is it dancing in the streets? What must one do? How must I express the love of Allah? Because as we know in Islam, nothing has been left for us to guess. Everything has been specified. Very, very clearly things have been specified to the minutest detail. So how is this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be expressed? If I say I love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how must I express this love? And this also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not leave for us to guess. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that specifically. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that those people who claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, say to them, make my ittiba. Emulate me, imitate me, do what I do, say what I say, walk like I walk, talk like I talk, look like I look. Imitate me and emulate me, where, in what? In everything. In every aspect of your life. In your personal life, in your official life, in your temporal life, in your religious life, in every aspect of your life, be like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not even leave it there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also told us what is the effect of doing this. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Allah said, if you do this, then Allah will love you. Here is an issue where you are supposed to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anyone and anything else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have simply acknowledged this love and say, alright, so you did it. But if you hadn't done it, then you would be punished. If you did it, you will not be punished. But Allah did not do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if you obey Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and if you imitate Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you emulate Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then not only will your love be accepted by Allah, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you as a result of that. And as I was saying yesterday in Jummah, we should sit down and think and reflect and try to feel, what does being loved by Allah, what does this mean to me? Being loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does it feel like? What does it mean to me? Is it worth it? Obviously, any Muslim would say, yes, it is worth it. But the saying, yes, it is worth it, is not enough. If it is worth it, then so what? How will you show it? يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. And Allah said, as the result of Allah loving a person is that Allah will not put him in Jahannam. The result of Allah loving a person is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive his sins. يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah will forgive your sins. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful and the most beneficent and the most forgiving and the most merciful. So therefore, the issue of expressing the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is fard on us, and alhamdulillah, which we do with great honor, with a sense of honor, with a sense of great thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The way to do that is to emulate the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I remind myself anew to think about this, reflect about this, teach this to our children, teach this to whoever is in our control, and show them and say to them that the way of Islam, what is Islam? Islam is the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the importance of Islam. What is Islam? Islam is not the name of an ideology. Islam is not the name of some philosophy that you are supposed to study and pass an exam. Islam is not a theory. Islam is the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If somebody says, show Islam, what do you say to him? Read the seerah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Islam is this, is the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is something that we need to be aware of and understand, because in that is the barakah of this deen. Islam is the seerah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the one who follows that becomes the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, what can be simpler than that, and what can be more inspiring than that? If you follow Islam, what happens? You become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalla. What does being and becoming the beloved of Allah mean? يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Allah will love you. I'm not making these claims on my behalf, on my own behalf. No, Allah said this. Allah will love you. Will love whom? The one who follows the sunnah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And does not follow the sunnah only as obedience, but because of his love for Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is following the, he is making his ittiba. And his love for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the expression of the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalala. And the result of that is Allah will love you. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enter us all into those who He will love jalla jalalu, and who follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with great honor, with great joy, and with great love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.